I'm from the M. Ah, crooked letter, ah, crooked letter, ah. Hump back, ah, make them all die.
Yo, yo, it's your boys back again.
What's up, though?
You know me, it's your boy G.
It's me, R. Dot. Nope, just kidding. It's nope. NBA Young Boogie.
I was about to say, because you really kept that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm keeping it.
But it's good. I'm happy you found something you like. So,
and it's an NBA stuff at Ross, so I can just, like, come on apparel.
That'd be kind of weird, though, because it's like you kind of be copyrighting, but like kind of not.
Nah, fuck them. Fuck the NBA.
You know what you tuned into is a Crooked Letter podcast. You know it's your boys here again to give you some of this
intelligent sophisticated ignorance. High five.
Yeah, this sophisticated ignorance, intelligent ignorance.
Because I'm the ignorance.
That's what you want to call it. That's fine. So anywho, what's been going on, man?
Oh, man, you know, I'd be chilling, bro. Man, Black Screen Break about to start up.
Yeah, that snuck up on me.
It did?
Yeah, like I was aware that Black Screen Break is coming, but it was like, somebody was like, hey, it's Black Screen Break, and I was like, wait, what?
I wasn't ready.
Nor am I attending any of the festivities, because I don't engage in such activities. But...
What, you don't like being ratchet for a little bit?
I can't do that much ratchetry. That's a lot of ratchetry. And like,
you lie again, sir.
Huh?
I love it. I love all the ratchetry. As my fiance sleeping. I can say this.
Yeah.
Out loud without getting punched in my eye and shit.
Right. Yeah.
I love all the ratchetry.
I can only do a certain level of ratchetry. And yeah, that just exceeds my level of wretchedness that I'm willing to like partake in.
Like I want to drive by the beach and see ratchet ass thoughts twerking on top of the goddamn cars.
But that's the point. You're not going to be driving past anything. You're going to be stuck there.
Oh yeah, sure.
You're going to just be stuck in traffic. Doing God knows what, just sitting there looking at you, just like,
oh. You said it right. Well, I'm being traffic, looking at ass cheeks.
Sure, let's go. It's just,
what you mean, let's go with that? That's what's gonna happen.
Okay, that's fine. And I'm not here to argue with you, big fella. I just know I can't. I put like this. I think I could ride through there, but I know I'm not just gonna ride through there.
No, you're not. Like, I'm not going on the beach. That's stupid. You're setting yourself up for that.
Yeah, that would be a horrible idea.
I left L.A. because of traffic. I'm not trying to go back to that.
You didn't leave L.A. just because of traffic.
That was one of the main reasons.
Bull crap. Like, so you're like, man, this is, traffic is ridiculous. Gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You ever sit in traffic for 5 hours?
No, not for 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. When you sit in the traffic for 5 hours, you have life decisions that you want to make.
5 hours? So from like 2
bruh,
to 7.
I sat in there for 5 hours, bro. And didn't move.
So for like from 2 to 7, you were just in the same spot.
Yep.
Like where I maybe moved like to, you probably could have walked.
I maybe moved like a mile, maybe. But that's why they tell you don't take five.
Don't take five?
Don't take five.
5 minutes or like.
No, Highway 5.
Oh.
Yeah, you sitting there for like years.
Not years. 3 years. Hours later.
Bro, you think I'm playing? It's rough. Like,
it can't be that bad.
It's rough.
Sure. Okay. I'll agree with you that traffic is probably horrible. But 5 hours?
Don't worry. We're going to go. We're going to take a trip to L.A.
And I promise you, if I see Highway 5, I'm jumping out the car.
No, you're not.
I'm jumping out.
Nope. Because you don't know if you're jumping into a gang neighborhood or not.
I would much rather jump into a gang neighborhood and sit in traffic for 5 hours.
You say that to the motherfucker, say, hey, blood, where you from? Hey, give me back in the car, bro.
Gone. Like, gone. Gone.
Haul put me back assing. In the car, bro.
Haul assing. Gone.
Hey, say, blood. Hey.
Not doing this. Haul assing. Gone. Not catching me.
I don't really fuck with Black Spring Break like that no more.
I think you got older, and it's like, okay, that is, well, I can't say we get older because this motherfucker, I age and older, they live for like
break. Yeah, but it's more like how they treat my dog, bro.
Whatever. Wait, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Boosie, bro.
Oh, Lord. You with this too?
Bro, I'm not with it, but I understand where he's coming from.
Okay, what's Boosie talking about? Because I see some Boosie stuff. I know what happened to him last year. He got pepper sprayed and hemmed up, and his niece or somebody got pepper sprayed and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it was a lot of, apparently his jewels got stole and all.
Yeah, it was just a lot of dumb shit, man. Well,
so I can understand him not wanting to fuck with Black Spring Break. But what's actually going on?
Man, so basically people mad at Boosie because he don't want to come down here, you feel me?
Why would they be mad about that? The man got pepper sprayed and hemmed up and his jewelry stole the last time he came down here. Name some place
exactly.
Name some place you would go back to that you got hemmed up, stolen from, and pepper sprayed.
Exactly, bro. If I got a problem with Atlanta PD, I'm not going to Atlanta.
And not even Atlanta Simple PD, just imagine you go to a certain neighborhood of somebody's house, and it's like, oh, and last time I went over there, I got hemmed up and robbed.
No, but I'm saying, bro, it's not even that deep. It's the fact, like, nigga, if you got a problem with a police in a certain city, you're not going to go to that fucking city. Like, if I got a problem with LAPD, why would I go to take my ass to LA?
That just didn't make much sense for people to be upset at him for not wanting to come somewhere.
Like, promoters are mad and shit. Like, I just don't understand it. And they're talking about boycotting his music and clubs and shit. Like,
shit.
Nigga, how you going?
Shit.
Bruh.
Wait. Whoa. Doom, doom, doom. Breaking news. That nigga said what?
Yeah, bro. Like, the nigga that promotes Black Spring Break is talking about, like, boycotting his music. He's asking
shut
for all
Monique
the promoters. Shut
your Monique ass up, nigga.
Man, exactly, bro. Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
Man, you don't shut your wannabe Monique ass up, nigga. Ain't nobody finna boycott Boosie. Down here.
This nigga Boosie said. Boosie's in the fabric.
Nigga, I don't even listen to Boosie, not no Boosie song.
This nigga Boosie was talking about, like, he was like, nigga, that's fine. You don't have to play my shit. Nobody, no promoter or club down here got to play my shit. I bet you them hood niggas gonna play my shit.
Bruh,
that's all that matters.
Bruh, keep in mind what I just said. I don't listen to Boosie, and I know Boosie records. I know Boosie songs. For some reason, I was walking around, like, literally, this is no bullshit. Right hand of God. For some reason, I was walking around the other day singing, "Your mama got more heart than your daddy, bitch ass." I don't know where that came from.
You know where it came from.
I don't even know why I started rapping it, but for some reason, that was just in my soul, and I would just walk around work just rapping that shit just for no reason. Like,
you felt that shit, didn't you?
Nothing was going on. Nothing happened to make me be like, to make me be in this mindset. I would just walk around work. Your mama got my heart, then your daddy, bitch ass. Like, I don't know why I was saying this. I just was.
Niggas in Cali fuck with them, like heavy too.
And that's like, weird. I mean, I'm just like,
And they better stop playing with Boosie before he come out with a Black Spring Break of his own down there in New Orleans.
Oh, you know, he already had the Boosie Bash or the Boosie Fest or whatever that was, and that sold like crazy.
Exactly. He gonna fuck around and cancel Black Spring Break out here.
That's a possibility, sir. That is very much so a possibility. Because trust me, people come down here, but give it time, if Boosie was able to put something together that was comparable, it would go.
That bitch gonna take off.
It would go. Because people went with Boosie. And that's why I say, if you don't shut his, we gonna boycott his music. Shut up, Monique Jr.
Niggas out here talking about, man, I can't fuck with Boosie no more. He don't come to the coast. Nigga, shut your ass up, nigga. You still gonna listen to Boosie when you go to the club.
He said, I can't fuck with Boosie no more
because
he don't fuck with. What?
I don't fuck with Boosie anymore. Shut your bitch ass up, nigga. Shut your long skateboard face ass up, boy.
I can't fuck with Boosie no more. He don't fuck with the coast. Yeah, he got.
Man.
He got robbed last time he was here. Like, name somewhere you would go again if you got robbed the last time you went.
Man, I'm saying, nigga, if I get robbed and goddamn pass Christian by some super light skinned nigga, I'm never going past Christian again. Hey, and bro. I'm gonna have a problem with every light skinned nigga I see.
Because I'm gonna just think you nigga that robbed me. Like,
man, all y'all niggas look like run that shit, nigga.
Like, and that's like, I can't believe people really like upset. Like, he don't fuck with the hood no more.
They real deal mad, bro.
Like, what need would he have to
tell me? This nigga then. This nigga done concerts down here, nigga. Like,
all kinds of stuff. And you, like, motherfuckers is really, like this is my first time actually hearing this much of the story. So, motherfuckers is really in their feelings. Because he's not going back to a place where he got robbed last time.
Man. Bro, you think I'm lying, bro. That shit is serious.
Like, people are, not like, this is no joke. People are real deal upset.
Yeah. People are for real mad, bro. Talking about boycotting music and all that shit, nigga. I'm not boycotting shit. I fuck Boosie the long way.
What?
If this shit get back to Boosie some type of way, bro, I fuck with you the long way, my dog.
What? People are crazy. And that's the thing about it. I think that would be annoying to be a celebrity. It's like people would expect shit of you that you would, that they wouldn't even like want for themselves.
I'm saying, bro.
Like, cause imagine if it was me and you. Like, hey, bro, I'm finna go down to Mall Point. Didn't you get robbed last time you was in Mall Point? Yeah.
Yeah, man. Nigga. I just gotta go down there. I gotta
go to Mall Point. Nigga, don't do that. Don't do that.
That don't make sense at all. All right, though. You go ahead, sir. Make sure you carry that ratchet with you, cause you gonna need it. Like, so.
Like, you wouldn't do that for any, like, you wouldn't feel that way towards anybody else. That's what I'm saying. Like, why are people so pressed to want to be on the I Hate Boosie train because he don't want to go somewhere where he got robbed?
Because it's Boosie, bro. They hold celebrities to a higher standard, apparently, for some stupid reason.
Like he's not a human being.
Like, this nigga don't have kids and shit.
Yeah, like, he not take
kids. I'm not going to bring my kids nowhere that I just got hemmed up to.
Yeah, like, he, like, him, and he, like, ain't he raising, like, his homeboy kids, too? Like, because he dead? Like, nigga,
he had his niece, nigga. His niece was pregnant. She gave birth to a premature baby because of that shit. No, we are not coming down here to Biloxi. Fuck what y'all going through.
Hey, I don't hate him play this. I don't blame him at all. I ain't brought my ass back down here anywhere. Anyway, in hell, I'd have brought my ass back down here for any fucking reason.
Ain't no way. The only reason I would have came back down is if I had family here. Like,
boy, even that, if I'm boosting, y'all coming up to see me.
No, I'm talking about like sick family. Like, my granny's in the hospital or some shit.
Even then, hey, granny, I'm getting you airlifted up here. I'm boosting.
Damn, nigga.
I'm boosting. I'm getting you airlifted up here.
You just got money. Come on, get in this helicopter. Shut your old ass up.
Come on, Granny, get your old ass up. Get in this helicopter. I'm gonna wheel you.
Show it ass up.
Stop playing out, looking all dead and shit. Come on.
Yes, ain't dead. Wake up.
That's not funny. That is not funny. Why are we laughing at this?
Yes, ain't dead. Wake up.
That is not in the movie? Funny.
Wasn't that in the movie?
Oh, I remember nigga that. Said, kind of when that was kind of in Waterboy.
Was it?
Remember old boy came, the mama was in there playing dead. The mama was in there playing sick. And it was like, my mama's sick and I can't go play tomorrow. And Rob Schneider was like, you better wake her ass up. We gotta win tomorrow.
Shit.
So you better wake her ass up. Shit.
Like, wake your ass up, Granny. Gotta go do some shit.
Yeah, man, we gotta win tomorrow. I ain't got time to worry about her old ass. Damn,
fucking Boosie. Like, fucking Boosie. I gotta go do some shit. Wake up, Grandma.
Yeah, I can't be sitting around with you all day. Damn.
Damn, nigga, how fucked up you gotta be for that?
You are a fucked up individual. You are a horrible type of horrible to do some shit like that.
Imagine.
Yeah, I'm not. I that shit. I've outgrown that shit to me. Oh, and come to find out, check this out.
What's it?
So, it's funny. I'm about to tell this story, even though Black Spring Break kind of snuck up on me. It hasn't happened yet, But girl, oh my!
What? I don't know. I thought you were saying it's funny, so I laughed.
Oh, there wasn't ha ha funny, you jackwagon.
Oh, my bad.
A girl was on my Snapchat had posted that she was going to Black Spring Break.
Oh, she about to go be a thot.
Oh, whatever. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm Snapchat. We've had conversations before. Shout out, Mitch. Hey, are you down here? Hit me up. Cross paths, whatever. She was like, I'm going with my boyfriend. I'm like,
all right, bitch.
Okay.
Fuck that nigga got to do with me.
Basically, I was like, fuck that got to do with me. Like, anybody, you just threw that in there. You just made this whole thing awkward for no reason.
I'm going with my boyfriend. All right, nigga. Suck his dick too. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a flying rat's ass. Like, the fuck? So then she was like, I said, all right, that's cool, whatever. And then she was like, yeah, if I see you, I'll speak. I'm just like,
nah, you ain't got to.
Never mind, you're good. You just made this whole thing way more awkward than what it needed to be.
If I see you, I'll speak. Nah, don't do that.
Don't worry about it, dog, because you just made this whole thing more awkward than what it needed to be. That's all I said was, you're going to be, we've had conversations, you cool, you got, I ain't going to worry about you having a boyfriend. Hey, you been good? Yeah, all right, bro, you keep moving. All right, peace. Boom.
Like, I ain't talking about coming down here and like sucking your pussy. Like, damn, bitch.
No, dog, I ain't saying, baby, come down here so I can smash. Like, no, dog.
Trying to suck the soul out your pussy, bitch. Like,
no, what? That was nothing. That was nothing like that at all. It was like, hey, I know you. You're going to be here. Hey.
Fuck with me.
Yeah.
You not from down here. I tell you all the good spots to eat type shit.
Yeah. But nah, yeah. You can't be with my boyfriend.
Nigga, fuck you and your boyfriend. Hope y'all get robbed.
Boosty shit.
Nah, matter of fact, I know y'all gonna get robbed because I'm gonna be the nigga robbing y'all. So
let's not do that.
Shit, nigga. You know how many people gonna be down here from out of state?
Oh yeah.
Hitting me a lick.
Okay, because the old girl, the one I'm talking about, she was from somewhere in Alabama. Like,
oh hell yeah, she getting hit.
And like, what's her name? Close, and it's like not like a close Alabama, like Mobile. Like it's like she
up there by Georgia.
Like she's committing like serious time, effort, and energy to come down here for this bullshit.
Oh shit, what's her name?
I'd get that later.
Okay, bet. Yeah, hit me a couple licks. So when you see on Snapchat, she said she got robbed.
It wasn't me. It was you. Gotcha.
It definitely wasn't me.
Oh, my bad. It wasn't you at all.
It was Ricky. Ricky Spanish.
Ricky Spanish.
That's right. That's who it was. Ricky Spanish. I'm going to change my name. Ricky Spanish.
Nope.
Oh, nickname alert.
Nope. I already took that one.
No, you can't have that one.
Too late.
Your name is your boy G.
Took it. I already took Ricky Spanish.
No, you don't. It's not on the page. It's not on the page. Huh? It's not on the page. It's not on my Twitter page.
It's on my Twitter page.
No, it's not.
Wait, is it still on my Twitter page? I'll look later.
See, it's not on your Twitter page. So
it is on my Twitter page.
No, it's not.
I think so. But anywho, how'd you know? You don't even have Twitter.
That's not the point.
That is very much so the point.
That's not the point.
I feel like I'm arguing with a woman.
Don't be negative.
Too late. Negative Nancy. Yes, I just called you Negative Nancy, and I don't regret it.
God, you're a white girl.
As if.
Don't do that.
Too late. I already did. Antiloosies. I'm trying to think. What else is going on? You know what else snuck up on me?
You do that shit in public, I'm going to slap the shit out your hand.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stop it. What's wrong with you?
I'm just going to stop.
Bro, I will walk the fuck away. I will walk away, sir.
Stop.
Where you going? Get your motherfucking ass away from me, nigga.
That would be hilarious. Get too big of a laugh out of that.
But what else snuck up on you, man?
Infinity Wars. That shit snuck up on me.
How?
I like I registered the fact that it was April, but for some reason April just seemed like so far away like this entire time. And next thing I know, I look up and it's fucking April. I was like, holy shit, the Infinity War is like this month.
Yeah.
But I found a lick though on some tickets.
Oh yeah, me too. Called the home on fire shit.
You are one bootlegging bastard. You know that?
Hey, you did this. You did this.
I did nothing.
You did this.
I did nothing.
You brought this lifestyle upon me.
Hey, I did nothing. All I did was cheat the cable bill.
I am cheating the box office.
And that is rude, sir. Because you're cheating. The only reason I always find it weird with you when you do that is that you bootleg movies directly. Like,
hell yeah. Like, you know why? Because I ain't trying to sit in a fucking movie theater with a bunch of motherfuckers that don't know shit about Marvel and ask some questions. Why is the nigga with the metal arm fighting with the black people? Set your bitch ass up. That's why. Why your eyelashes fighting with your face?
Damn.
With your face.
Well, from what I gathered, apparently everybody who saw Black Panther then saw like the white dude, they were informed about Winter Soldier, and then they went back and watched Civil War. So they said recently there's been a spike in like people who've seen Civil War.
Wow.
Because of Black Panther.
You know what that means? They're going to go back and watch Winter Soldier.
Eh.
Well, I mean, I would hope they would. Because I would hope that would be like, wait, why is that looking for him? Like,
so they could want to watch in like the Marvel series like backwards?
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting way to watch a series. I might try that with something. Watch the last episode first and go back to the beginning.
I'm going to do it with Star Wars one day.
But there's like 8,000 fucking Star Wars.
There's only like 9, so...
Exactly.
It's doable.
It's doable? It's doable. Well, we'll have to see about that. But yeah...
Want me to tell you how it's doable?
How?
A bunch of blunts and a bunch of food.
Is your fiance going to be involved?
No. She can't smoke. She's pregnant.
I'm talking about the movie, not the smoking, sir.
Oh. Probably not. If she is, I won't be watching the movie. Because I'm going to be blowing her back out. Netflix and chilling.
You've already done that.
Yeah, I did. That's why she's pregnant. Creepy old man laugh.
Yeah, you definitely got... You got a smoke. You definitely had a smoker's cough right there.
That's that creepy old... That creepy old sugar daddy laugh. What's up, baby? What you going to go do for this honey, baby? That's that
name. Can't lie. I'm creeped out now.
Yeah, you should be.
Legitimately creeped out now. All of that energy was not directed nowhere near me, and I'm legitimately creeped out.
As you should be. As you should be.
I should be creeped out?
Yes.
No. But anywho, let's get back to the topic at hand. Yeah. I am genuinely interested in seeing Infinity Wars. And don't start me with the whole comic book routine, okay? We know you're the comic book guy. We know.
Well, what are you interested to see?
Just how Marvel ties it all together. Just because, you know, they've kind of had this looming storyline, of course, with Thanos and the Infinity Stones and the Gauntlet. And you know, they had at the end of Ragnarok, they had Thor run into Thanos' ship. And I'm just interested to see how they, you know, tie all of this together. Like, of course, there has been, like, you know, the trailers and whatnot. Thor meets the Guardians of the Galaxy and, you know, Cap and Black Panther and all them, they're going to run together. They're going to meet up in Wakanda, and that's going to be the battleground for, like, a segment of the movie. So,
right,
you know, it's just, like I said, it's just the whole thing. Just this has been a culmination of 10 years worth of movies and 10 years worth of process. It's like, oh, shit, now we're really getting to see, you know, this whole 10-year process come to fruition. And I'm just excited about it. Just like I said, just being a general fan of the Marvel movies, not really a comic book guy, but being a fan of the Marvel movies, I'm just very excited to see them put it all together and give us a great product. Well, one half of the great product, because they got Infinity Wars Part 1 and 2. Part 1's this year, and fucking Part 2's fucking next year. You dicks.
Damn.
I'm about to get to watch this shit and be so fucking excited, and then I gotta wait a whole other fucking year.
Did you see Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
No, I did not see Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I didn't.
Okay, you have to watch that real quick.
Is it that important?
It's going to tie in a lot of things that's going to happen in Infinity Wars. Because you're going to be confused. Like, you want me to tell you what happened?
No.
I mean, I could tell you so you don't have to watch it.
No. If I need to watch it, I need to watch it. It just, that one, it was like two, like, there's like a few movies in like this whole like Marvel thing that's like kind of like unnecessary. Like that irrelevant ass Hulk movie, that was unnecessary.
I think they're just trying something with that one.
I think Iron Man like 3 is unnecessary.
Yeah, because that don't do anything.
Let me see. Honestly,
the last Spider-Man was kind of unnecessary because it's like they have like 30 of them.
I think they only did that so they can get the iron. They could further the bond between Tony Stark and Spider-Man, you feel what I'm saying? With the Iron Spider suit and all that kind of
but
stuff.
But they did that in Civil War. Cause like,
well, they showed that they was cool. You know they but cool. Then, you know, it's like, I think they just had to do that to get the Iron Spider suit out, basically.
Probably.
Because like, to me, Iron Man 2 was totally unnecessary. But the only reason they did Iron Man 2 was just to introduce War Machine. That was it. That was the entire point of Iron Man 2.
Iron Man 2 was way better than Iron Man 3, though. Like,
as a movie, but as far as like terrible. In the grand scheme of the 10 years worth of Marvel movies, Iron Man 2 was on the only point of Iron Man 2 was to introduce War Machine. That was it.
That was it.
That was basically the point of Iron Man 2. Here's War Machine. Boom. That's it.
So I'm mad they never explained how this nigga got darker.
What you mean?
Like how did War Machine get darker?
They just slipped that one.
Like they didn't explain that.
No, they just okay. Anywho.
Yeah, he's dark skinned now. Don't worry about it. He had an accident. It burned his face.
What?
We're gonna go with that. Yep, believe it. It happened. But, like, nah, nigga. I know Terrence Howard was this nigga before.
Right. I wonder why Terrence Howard stopped doing it, because I know he's probably kicking his own ass right now. Like, fuck me.
I think he has some other shit going on though.
But still,
like the best man. He had the best man holidays coming out around that time.
Bruh, but I know he has to be kicking his own ass. Like, damn it, I missed out on this chick.
They probably would have released him anyway.
The Marvel chick? He could have been War Machine.
Yeah, that's true.
He could have been War Machine, dog. That Marvel chick? Get the fuck out of here.
But then he would have been War Machine.
And what's wrong with that? Don Cheadle.
The same thing with being Cap.
What's wrong with that?
He can't be nothing else.
Don Cheadle's been other stuff.
Nobody remembers that nigga from anything else.
Don Cheadle's an amazing actor.
I don't give a fuck. Ask me how many movies I know it from.
But it's just because you don't watch
Ask
movies
me.
Like that.
Ask me.
It's because all me. You watch is Ask movies
it.
All day.
You gonna ask it? Ask.
How many movies have you done? Have you seen?
None.
Exactly. I know.
None.
I know.
No. One. One, when he was that African motherfucker in Hotel Rwanda, whatever the fuck it's called.
Don Cheadle's an amazing actor, sir.
Don Cheadle can shut the fuck up and just be a War Machine. That's what he can do.
But he's way more than War Machine.
And then he got beat the fuck up. Shut up.
Well, he got blasted. Nigga. That's kind of different.
Guy's ass hammered and almost died. Shut your bitch ass up, Don Cheadle.
He can be other than woman. It's like a
no, he can't. Like Thor. Thor cannot be Thor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You see this nigga anything else, you're like, what the fuck is Thor doing in here?
Yeah, because I don't know, because as far as I know of, his acting chops weren't as big as Don Cheadle's. So it was like a lot of people's first introduction to him was Thor.
And this nigga's been in plenty of movies. Like, look this nigga up. He's been in a shit ton of fucking movies. Like Chris Evans. Nobody really recognized this nigga other than goddamn Captain America. Does anybody know this nigga was a fucking Human Torch in the Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You know why? Because you watched it.
Which, the other Fantastic Four like, was awful.
Yeah, shit was terrible. The remake was just as terrible.
Yeah, when they had, like, when they had Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, he was, that shit was fucking terrible.
That shit was terrible. I was like, God damn. How can you be this bad?
It was awful.
I was like, whoa.
Terrible. How could it be that bad?
If you don't get this trash out of my face.
But yeah, I am genuinely interested in seeing the movies. I am 100% invested in seeing it in a good time, in a good space. Like, I think my tickets are like that Saturday. Like, I'm not going.
Hey, I got my tickets too. Hey man, at least I actually went and saw Black Panther at the movie theater.
Why? After I watched it out, there was no point after you already bootlegged. There was no point.
Cause Wakanda Forever.
Oh, don't start that shit now. Do not start that shit.
I'm not going to see that bullshit. I ain't got time to do. Bitch. Nigga, I didn't see that. I didn't say that. I said I was gonna go.
I ain't after I watched it at home.
Nah, I did not say it. Go back and listen to what I said. I say I'm gonna watch it after I watch it at home. Because fuck y'all and all that extra shit y'all doing. Drums and shit.
I'm not going to see that bitch.
I ain't say that.
Head ass.
I ain't say that. God damn it.
Yeah, motherfuckers. Killing me with it. I'm not going to see this shit. You can watch your damn self about the fire stick, didn't you?
Yeah, nigga, exactly why I bought the fire stick, to watch it at home.
Pussy ass
nigga. I gave the brother his goddamn box office money. What I'm not going to do is go up there and give the white man. I'm just playing.
They're going to give the white man any of the... Oh, Lord. Here he go.
Oh, shit. Who done started him up?
Oh, Lord. Who done did this to this man? Let me see. What else is going on? Let me think. The playoffs about to jump
niggas and... Yeah.
Yeah, they got...
I don't really care.
I hate you.
I made it seem like I was so interested, didn't I?
No.
Didn't I?
No.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was like, yeah, man.
I don't really give a shit. You don't care until the finals.
That is the only reason I don't care. Kyrie's not in it. I don't give a fuck.
Huh?
Kyrie's not in it. I don't give a fuck.
That's rude, sir.
Uncle fucking Drew.
Yeah. When's that movie coming out? Yeah. Because I knew you haven't forgotten about
that. I don't know. I don't know. I need to go look it back up.
How did you forget about the Uncle Drew movie?
I didn't forget about it. I forgot when it came out.
Kyrie Irving socks. You forget about the Uncle Drew movie?
First of all, don't act like I just went and bought that shit. You bought it for me.
But you sexually, you scabbing your shit when you got them.
You fucking right I was. First of all, it's free fucking socks. I'm not going to not be happy. All right? Let's get that out of the picture right now. I don't give a fuck if you come in here with white ankle socks. Be happy
with a bag of what?
Bag full of white ankle socks. I'm going to be happy as fuck. You know why? Because I got free fucking socks.
Anything freezing, man.
You know why? Because I'm old as shit now. I get happy about the little shit.
I'm happy about socks.
I'm happy about little shit. Oh, my God. I got some draws. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
my mom sent me a package right now.
It's a fucking tie for Christmas.
Fuck, don't be mad as shit if I get a tie. For Christmas. I don't wear no goddamn tie. I don't wear no goddamn tie. Fuck, I'm gonna be happy for it.
Ties, motherfucker. Don't lie.
Nigga, I don't even wear button ups. You know why? Because my next biggest
well,
shit.
You gotta get a bigger
I can't
button,
button it all the way up. Then it's gonna be like big and lanky and stupid.
You gotta
looking.
Get a bigger neck. You probably need like an 18 neck.
You're an 18.
I think
neck.
I am actually.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think I am like an 18 in a neck.
You fucking stopped me there. No, fuck you.
Yo, you weren't supposed to agree. Like,
yeah, you got me. So, you know.
Not.
Shut up.
I was not ready for that part of the conversation.
You actually kind of got me on that one. I was like, fuck. You every 18 neck. You fuck you.
Like, you would be 18 neck looking motherfucker. Anywho, before we keep mumbling, I think we're just gonna put a stop to this right here. Anywho, give me your social medias and whatnot.
My social media is don't follow me.
If I start talking and then you start naming your social medias, I'm stopping the recording.
Are you? Are you?
I'm done it once.
Are you?
I'm going to try. All right, America. I'm going to try this. I'm going to stop the recording. I'm just going to add it in at the end myself.
Okay, I'm just sorry. I'm playing. I'm playing everybody. Playing. So, follow me on Snapchat, but they unfollow me because my fiance would kill me. R Boogie.
Even if dudes followed you, she'd kill you.
Don't follow me for dudes.
You. Okay, go ahead.
R Boogie, the number three. Follow me, then unfollow me.
On what?
But then, oh, Snapchat. Duh. I don't get on anything else. I'm a bum. And I'm ugly. So don't expect many selfies.
You can follow me because I don't have all that going on. You can just follow me.
Because you like dudes following them.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to try this again.
Try it one more time. And action.
You can follow me on Twitter at your boy GCLYABOYGCL. Make sure you go to facebook.com/crookedletterpodcast. Like the Facebook page.
Like
that's
us.
That's where you can
we'll keep sending all our content.
Is
and
where
our
we'll
stuff.
We'll keep you updated on stuff. You might see some crooked letter posts. You might see some funny posts. We go on there.
And then tell us what y'all want to hear, man. Let us know. Be interactive.
Yeah.
Tell us how your day's going. Let us know. We care. We care. Your punk ass boyfriend fucking up? We care. We're here to listen. I'm not here to listen. He'll probably listen.
I won't listen. I won't.
Because I hear all that shit at home anyway.
I won't.
I don't really give a fuck. But
no.
I mean but we care is what we're saying.
Sure.
Kinda.
Make sure you like, share, subscribe to our podcast on the various podcast platforms. Wherever you're listening to this podcast at,
make sure
you subscribe. And
we are literally on all of them. We're on all of them. So if you don't follow us and listen, you're a terrible person.
Yes, I would have to agree with him on this point. Wherever you're listening to this podcast at, make sure you subscribe, like, share, follow, all of that. We are only going to be as big as you make us. And
unless we make it without y'all, then fuck y'all.
Yeah, that means we sold our soul to the Illuminati.
And I'm at this point, I'm like all down for that shit.
Illuminati!
I will sell the fuck out of my soul.
To the Illuminati.
To the Illuminati. I will gift wrap that bitch if I have to.
With a nice bow.
Nigga, I won't throw a bow and I'll just throw it at him. Just take it right out of my body. Take it. I want this shit.
Anywho.
Yeah. Alley-oop. LeBron.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Crooked Letter Podcast.
Bye.